York City's Mexican population is growing. It increased 71% over the last 10 years. That's from new census numbers released yesterday. One thing that means is a lot more cumbia sonidera parties around the city. WNYC's Marlon Bishop explains why these social gatherings are more than just about dancing.
On a Sunday evening in Queens, Francisco Flores, a.k.a. Sonido Candela, tests his equipment just a few hours before the party is set to start. The venue is a rented Korean banquet hall, tucked away on a side street in Flushing. The back of the hall has been kitted out with wall-to-wall speakers, especially for the event, and it's really, really loud.
Saludos para Dani.
On the stage, Candela stands behind a human-sized stack of audio gear, made up of all sorts of voice-altering reverbs and delays.
El triunfador de Nueva York y Nueva Jersey.
Tenemos también usamos un delay para darle ambiente. Un delay a veces.
Candela is a sonidero, or DJ, and the music he plays is cumbia, a sauntering rhythm of Colombian origin popular in working-class neighborhoods across Mexico. But what really makes a sonidero party different from an American club night is that the DJ talks over the music the entire time. He speaks into a booming microphone, reading notes passed to him by party guests on small pieces of paper. The notes contain salutations, short messages or poems dedicated to family and friends in Mexico or elsewhere in the U.S. Led by the sonidero, the party becomes a vehicle for closing the vast distances that separate immigrants from loved ones back home. Ethnomusicologist Kathy Ragland has spent years researching cumbia sonidera parties in the New York metro area. She says that when she started in 2000, the time of the last census, there were only 3 or 4 sonideros working in New York. Now, she says, there are maybe 100 of them, and parties are happening every weekend.
I noticed that the DJs tended to use a lot of this sort of spaceship kind of sounds and talking about transporting you from one place to the other. And sometimes they would talk about, well, we've just landed and we're in Mexico.
For Kathy, sonidero parties are, above all else, about empowerment.
It's young people just finding ways to create communities. I mean, it all kind of comes back to that. And creating space for themselves and creating an existence in a situation that's not always that great.
What makes the sonidero salutation so powerful is they don't just stay in the dance club. Candela explains.
Si yo estoy tocando, ¿verdad? Y tú me mandas un saludo para alguien que vive en México.
He says that when a partygoer gives him a message about somebody who lives in Mexico, a message might eventually get back to that person. Candela has a CD burner on hand and sells copies of his set after the show. Guests buy them and send them back to Mexico via mail or upload them onto the internet. It's almost like a long-distance telephone call set to the rhythm of cumbia.
Es un medio de mensaje.
Candela says it's a medium for sending a message of saying, I'm here, I'm having fun, I'm doing well, and I'm sending you a greeting from over here. For WNYC, I'm Marlon Bishop.
Saludos para Dani. Edward y Jerry, Dani. Presentes a nosotros, un candelazo.
El triunfador de Nueva York y Nueva Jersey.
¿Cómo dice? Barrios han nacido, barrios han desaparecido.